Let's hear now about a scientific breakthrough that wasn't. Earlier this year, we told you about a scientific claim that seemed like a big advance in stem cell research. Now that research has been discredited. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
The original claims made headlines around the world. Researchers published two scientific papers claiming to show they could turn ordinary cells into stem cells simply by injuring them with acid. Here's how Charles Vicanti at Harvard Medical School described it at the time.
We found that if we injured them almost to the point of dying, but not quite to the point of dying, the cells would revert back to a stem cell state.
That raised the thrilling possibility that it could be really easy to make stem cells, which could lead to new treatments for lots of diseases. But almost immediately, other scientists began to question the claim. Paul Knopfler of the University of California, Davis, was one of the first skeptics.
When I first read them, something really didn't feel right about those papers.
Doubts quickly snowballed when no one else could do what the scientists claim, and lots of errors and inconsistencies were found in the papers describing the experiments in the British journal Nature. The Leakin Research Center in Japan, where a lot of the work was done, even concluded that the main scientist there, Haruko Obakata, was guilty of scientific misconduct. All that led the journal to formally retract the papers. Knopfler's just glad it all got resolved so quickly.
You know, had the risk to really be harmful to the field and potentially to lead a lot of research resources down the wrong path.
But Knopfler noted that this is just the latest in a series of similar scandals that have rocked the field of stem cell research.
If you have, a number of scandals or controversies over the years, that can reduce public trust, and that's certainly not helpful.
The Harvard and Japanese scientists issued statements saying they regret what happened. But Vicanti says he hasn't given up hope that his approach might still work, and Obakata is even helping with a new experiment trying to prove it does. Rob Stein, NPR News.